The measures seek to increase school choice and expand a state-run district for schools with low test scores. Opponents say the legislation leaves communities no control over their schools. Among other things, they're worried about a requirement that districts lease or sell school buildings to the state-run district. They say legislative leaders should hold off on the bills until next year. House Education Committee Chair Lisa Lyon says there's no reason the two sides can't come together before then.
I will continue to look into their concerns. We've been working with them closely on especially the building issue and things like that.
Lyon says schools, students, and parents need as much time as possible to prepare for any changes. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer at the State Capitol.